paranormal me, nākorero kai tōno, information and candidate profiles, Pōtitanga Kawanatanga Aorohe, 2022 local government elections. Voting closes at 12 noon, Saturday 8 October 2022, electing the mayor. Producers note, this document contains the candidate profiles for candidates in the election for mayor. These candidate profiles are found in the candidate profile booklets for each ward but have been compiled into a separate audio document. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 11th of September 2022. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Wellington City Council, electing the mayor, Ellen Blake, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Pukehinoa, Lambton General Ward. Our wonderful city is facing challenges, both global and local. With demands on people, resources and the environment, we need to act. We need to heal from COVID-19, meet our climate action targets, keep our natural ecosystems thriving, and ensure everyone has a place to call home. The good news is Wellington's strengths. We have great public transport use and a walking culture. We have impressive parks and beaches, popular urban spaces, and well-established services. I want to take action with high value, not high cost, projects to support better climate-friendly transport, more and varied green spaces, quality housing and vibrant urban areas. My work in a variety of jobs, with experience in policy, and working with and leading community groups, informs my evidence-based can-do approach. Together let's find local solutions to address the big issues for a thriving future-proof Wellington, a better city for all of us. Ray Chung, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Whārangi, Onslow Western General Ward. This council wastes millions in ratepayers' money. Party-affiliated councillors spend on ideology, not real issues. I am vociferously independent and promise to investigate all council spending and stop this wastage. Wellington rates have increased 50% in the past 5 years, and this is continuing unabated. It doesn't have to. We need to put pipes before pet projects. We need to protect Wellington's natural beauty and appeal. Many of us need housing, yet many like the suburbs as they are. There is new land to build on. We should use it. I'm a born and bred Wellingtonian with extensive business and fiscal experience. The council must efficiently manage Wellington in the interests of ratepayers and avoid the unnecessary bureaucracy and cost of three waters and more bike lanes. The only relevant questions are what residents say they need and whether we can afford it. Vote Chung number 1. Chung number 01 at mail.com. Producers note. In this email address, Chung number 01 is written all up close, that is, capital CHUNGNUMBEO01. End of producer's note. Chris Dudfield, independent, vision, skill, results. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Paikawakawa, Southern General Ward Council. As a born Wellingtonian, it pains me to watch our city crumbling because of a dysfunctional council unable to meet our real needs. We need full consultation, fiscal responsibility and attention to the basics. I have the vision, skills and determination needed to restore and future-proof our city. Essential infrastructure and traffic flow must be prioritized. I'd advocate a moratorium on cycleway construction and push to revoke approval of the bike network plan. LGWM must include a new four-lane Mount Victoria Tunnel, full Urus Tunnel extension and another lane in the Terrace Tunnel. Check my ideas for protecting Wellington Harbour and the southern coastline from intensifying weather events, storm surges and sea level rise at dudfieldformayor.com. My architectural and supervisory experience means I can tackle Wellington's challenges effectively. on time and within budget. I previously served on the Terafiti Licensing Trust for 12 years, chairing the Project Operating Committee. Paul Eagle, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. My vision is to restore the mana of Wellington as the capital city of Aotearoa, New Zealand. People want leadership that doesn't play Wellingtonians off against each other. Leadership that's respectful and gets things done. A council that is unified to deliver and take on the challenges that put Wellington first. As your mayor, I will lead a council that gets back to basics and delivers a blueprint for a generation of action. Pipes, parks, pools and public transport will be prioritized. Housing will be planned with a focus on affordable, inclusive and healthy neighborhoods. We will celebrate our cultural creativity and sporting prowess. Wellington will be a resilient and low-carbon city able to cope with the effects of climate change. Together, we can put the mojo back into our capital city. Please vote for me by putting a 1 next to Eagle www.pauleagle.nz, Kor Tākukia Whakahokia or Pōneke Mana Hei Taone Matua or Aotearoa. Kahiahiatia te mōmō kaiārahi te whakapātaritari I te riritara a whare, te ārahitanga ka kaononudia, ka whakadutuki I te mahi, he kaunihera taparahi kahiki I ngā manuka ki a noho mātāmua Michael Pōneke, hei koro matua, māku te kaunihera e ārahiki a hoki ki ngā mahi matua ka whakaritau I te tuāpapa mō te rauna kōkiri, pai pamai, pākamai, puna kauhoe mai. Ratonga waka tumatanui mai, ka whakamātuatia. Ka whakaritea te whai whare kia tai te utu, kia whai wāhi te katoaki ngā hapori, he hapori hauora anō hoki, ka whakanuia te ahura awaha au hākinakina toa anō hoki, ko Pōneke hei taone manahau, hei taone tukunga hauiti, ka tū ahakoa ngā pānga o te huringa ahuarangi. Mā tātou te wana e whakahoki ki te taone matua. Mā kuto pōti, mā te wan ki tō Eagle taha, www.pauleagle.nz. Andy Foster, Together for Wellington, my principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. My vision is being the world's best city, a city of inclusion, choice and opportunity for everyone, beautiful, resilient, low carbon, world leading in environmental restoration. An outward-looking creative city of arts, culture, business. An engaged city where we co-create the future we want. A city celebrating its past, confident in its present, excited about its future. I've led our city through challenging times, getting things done for Wellington, including fixing pipes, building our biggest reservoir, reopening the St. James, getting government agreement on the tunnel, basin, mass transit, active housing delivery, and new community housing provider. I'll lead the reactivation of our central city, great public spaces, supporting events, arts, culture, sport, finishing Tukina, Town Hall, our exciting central library, redeveloping Civic Square, delivering inner city parks, and improving safety through Pōneke Promise, without COVID's handbrake. With more collaborative councillors and your support, I'll make our amazing city fly. Kelvin Hasty, Future Wellington, my principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Whārangi, Onslow Western General Ward. It's an incredible privilege to be running for Wellington Mayor. I'm best known for my work on predator-free Wellington after creating New Zealand's first predator-free community. The campaign was supported by 99% of residents in a council survey, and now Wellington City is the only capital in the world with increasing biodiversity. It is with this knowledge and experience, combined with my work on some of the largest infrastructure projects in the Southern Hemisphere, that makes me ready to take this city forward in the face of many challenges. I have a background in housing and architecture, climate change, land use, and transportation projects, as well as in the music and the entertainment industry. But most of all, I have achieved something transformative for all of Aotearoa as mayor. It is my promise to serve in the best interests of our great city and all that live here. Don Newtown MacDonald, our truth, all but whole truth. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. Producers note. This profile is not written in conventional English sentences. We have done our best to convert it to present it using text-to-speech technology, though some of it may still seem unintelligible. End of producer's note. FRE DOM, producer's note. FRE DOM is spelled FRE capital DOM. End of producer's note. Gratuitous anti-democracy gossip, blocks, biography ads, DON anti-growth. Government brags growth thrive die. Road certain disaster, tidying up end of world, DON critical regulates. Get right with Jesus, put aside redouble longevity. World disobeys eternal laws, science bites my ass, Zeta counter series assumes decline. Starry self-luminous sky is hydrogen helium suns. Supernova collapse creates life elements, oxygen, blood car 3, PO4, 2, limited resource. Throw away rubbish. Shorten annually, harmonic, half plus third plus fourth etc. depleted infinite cupboard. 1.5 plus 2 and a quarter plus 4 and 1/8 equals billions times 0.5, zeta quarter plus 9th plus 16th plus 25th etc. equal pi squared over 6. Shows greedy demon. Selfish parking shouldn't, repair planet. Chop population by 2 virus, car by 4, flights by 8 and Alco Sig's movie concert rudetainment noise, beginning thereafter micro starvation. Freeze popon decrease, survive, spin out dollars, cuts, the wages of sin is death. Bible knows your speeding mistake, pay the hurt, exhausted wears decades coal heap, gold mine supermarket discounted energy, water, food, poverty, phone com, allowance viewers, housing, M277.845.900 authorized at McDonald's self, 16.181 Danielst. Campaign 2013-16-17-19-20-22. Barbara McKenzie, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Furunghi, Onslow Western General Ward. I want to be part of a council whose members treat each other, and the public, with respect, one that places a high value on democracy and transparency, and is committed to meeting the needs and expectations of Wellingtonians. One that respects the environment and values which made Wellington a great city to live in. Council needs to prioritize funding and delivering on the core services, whether it be water services, public transport, housing, roading infrastructure, or major projects. Council should proceed more cautiously, consult more widely, and be more transparent before implementing projects outside core services. Such projects include cycleways and other steps towards a car-free city, expanding the city's reserves at the expense of private property, and changing the electoral system in order to establish co-governance. Only 12% of Wellingtonians are satisfied with the council's performance. It is time to listen to the 88%. Tori Whanau, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. Change is something everyone talks about but very few achieve. I am putting myself forward to be mayor because I know I can bring people together to make the change we so desperately need in Wellington. My priorities, fixing our pipes. More warm, dry homes for all. More efficient public transport options. Mental health support, alcohol and harm reduction. Safer streets. Arts and culture revitalization. Business support. Climate action. Now is the time to make some bold decisions to ensure that we as a community become a strong and resilient Wellington. I've worked at the highest levels of government and have been involved in negotiating to secure serious progressive change. I'm a strong leader, principled, energetic, experienced, and connected with the diverse communities that make Wellington the city we all love. Whanau for mayor, the change Wellington needs. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 11th of September 2022 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.